The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is the 25th day of September 2017, along with Ron McDonald. And what?
Are you going to give an update on the finances?
Are you my CPA?
What finances?
Are you my CPA?
Yes.
Certified public accoster. Okay.
That funny, huh? Jeez, that's not a good sign, John.
You know, no, it's not. And I don't know if I'm just bat crap crazy for continuing to do this under continual stress, or, you know, I was talking to Don Wiskin today, and that's the extent of my guy. You know him. You've talked to him.
Yeah.
Well, I ask a personal favor of him, and him and I were talking today. He'd sent me an email, and he very rarely does that. And it was about lineup on the air and about leaving a three-hour hole there. Well, to the lady who called in, we're going to give Pat Slattery a shot here. He's going to do a Monday through Friday starting next Monday from 12 to 1. So we're going to fill that little void there that really wasn't that much of a void on this network, because that previous host had the lousiest numbers on this network. So that being said, we're updating that. But... Yeah, I mean, I've tried 16 different ways from Sunday, and there are people that have been on this network as show hosts, and I don't want to start throwing around names because that'll invite conversation I really don't want to have. But people are really, they want to see this network succeed because it is the best one out there. We will cover this subject matter, not in a fear porn sort of way. We're not here to scare the living daylights out of you. We're here to present the news. We're here to give you the facts of what's going on and how that correlates to our country, our culture, our Constitution, and so on. And it's tough to do. I mean, it is tough to do. I had a guy that I read this last, I think I got it Friday. There was a guy in California, Ron, that sent me 10 $100 bills, $1,000 cash in the mail. Wow. And he said, look, he says, I'm just going back over the years that I did not contribute, and here's my first installment for all the years that I did not support what you're doing. And I don't know if it was he felt obligated or he felt guilty or he felt it was the right thing to do because he wanted us to continue. He's a contributor to this network. And it is, folks, in these times, it is most important that we continue. So how are the finances? Not good. Coming up to the end of the month here, bills need to be paid 3 months down on the hosting site for our web page. The streaming, well, I'm 3 months down on that. So, folks, we need your donations, and we need them now. I mean, I can come up here and itemize it every damn day. You know, I go, here's the bills, and this is what we got, and this is what we need. Folks, if we got enough money, we won't ask. Okay, if you don't hear me asking for funding for this network, that means we got the bills paid this month. Guess what we don't have? We don't have the bills paid. So to continually hammer this and go over it again and again and again.
I know it's not your favorite topic either. I know you shy away from it usually.
I do because, God, it's deflating. It's not. It's frustrating. We got miles to go before we can sleep, folks. I mean, and we ain't going to get there by listening to a bunch of people that have agendas, people that keep dancing around the key issues, and I mean key issues, the ones that all real adults should be having, to discover what? Facts. Facts to make up your mind so you can make your own decision using your brain power. That's what this is about. It's about knowledge and what you can do with that. And you'll have the richest people in the world tell you the real thing is knowledge. Yeah, if you know how to rig a money game, we give you the international bankster gangsters that gave us a new world order. See my meaning? Yeah. Number one priority in this country would be defund these people, defund them. Let's get an honest money system on board. Let's start putting the crooks and the criminals in jail where they belong. That would be a good start to making America great again, to getting people back to work, to get them out of the usurious system that is eating us alive. So, in answer to your questions, how our finances are, they suck. And we need your help. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm glad I asked. You don't know unless you ask, John.
I just ought to make a recording of this and just keep playing that explanation back. Yeah. You can, folks, you want to alleviate the pain over here? Try a little experiment. See if your fingers still work. See if your phone still works. See if our phone works. Call Mikey up right now. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Don't hit 2 or 1 because I'm number 2 and I'm on the air and I ain't going to answer your call. Number 1 is Julie, the part-time secretary that I would dearly love to have full-time, but guess what? We can't afford it. So she's only Monday through Friday for a few hours a day. But if you call 800-724-2719, when prompted, hit extension 3, number 3, you can talk to Mike and give us a donation. Or you can go on to our website. See how repetitive this is? If I had a dollar for every time I did this, we wouldn't need any money. Republicbroadcasting.org. PayPal. Donate. Hit the donate button. You can sign up for a one-time donation, which we'd really appreciate if you could do that. But also, if you want to make a $50 or $100 donation a month, if you think what we're doing is important, vote with your FRNs before they become non-existent, and more importantly, you become non-existent. And this country that we love is gone, never to return. I don't have to tell you how the deck is stacked here. We got to go bye-byes. We cannot be left alone and left to stand. Freedom and liberty is not very fashionable in a socialistic, communistic, one-world order. It just ain't compatible. So go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donate button, PayPal. You don't have to be a member of PayPal. You can donate using any credit card you got, and we would greatly appreciate it. Or, if you don't like that, here is our physical address. RBN. That's all you got to put there. They know who I am here now. RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive. 2251 Double Creek Drive. Number 302. Round Rock, Texas 78664. Do it, folks. We need to stick around. You think we're done getting our country back together, disseminating the ideas of what real freedom and liberty is all about and how to maintain it? Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I want to talk about the NFL. There's two reasons I've disliked the NFL for a long time. And one of them is when my son was in sixth grade, he was in a little league football team, and they won the championship. So them and another team could play in the Silver Dome. You know, it's a big deal for these little kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get there, we line up, we have the kids all sitting on the bench. The Lions were still practicing. So they were coming off the field. And they were walking like in front of 3 feet in front of our kids. 3 feet. Do you think one of those damn football players would say, "Hi, boys, good luck, congratulations, hope you have a good game"? Just something would have meant so much to them, you know? And they didn't say anything. They were arrogant football players. I've resented them ever since. I thought, for be safe, what would it hurt to say a kind word to those boys?
You seem to be emotionally distraught over this one.
I was mad about it. It's been a long time. I just remember Gordie Howe. I'm telling you, Gordie Howe would sign anything that you wanted.
Do you know that? Do you know that I knew Gordie Howe? He was friends with Ted Lindsay and Marty Pavlich. And they owned a business that I worked for in Plymouth, Michigan. And I would talk to these guys on a regular basis. Sweetheart of people. And I even talked to Gordie Howe one day. He came in. Wonderful man.
Yeah, we knew Gordie very well.
Yeah.
And whenever we asked him, like when there's a fundraiser or something, could you sign some things for us? He'd always do it and send it over to us.
In a New York second. Yep.
Yep. He's a wonderful man. Wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't say enough about him.
Well,
okay, number two.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like the NFL. I don't know if you remember this, but a couple of years ago, there was a man who wrote a book called The Fix Is In. NFL Fix Is In. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, anyway, this guy, he told how they have squads of people, like if one of the NFL players or one of the referees get in some kind of trouble, it's like a cover-up squad.
Ah.
They'll cover up for whatever they do, and then they'll say, okay, you know, maybe we might need you someday. Maybe we need you to drop a ball or do something, you know. That's how you're going to pay us back.
But you know what the problem I had with that is some people were saying that the fix was in across the NFL, and they basically owned the NFL, and they could do whatever the hell they wanted. And I have no doubt, Laura, that guys, through gambling debts, through other misdeeds, that they don't... You go in, help the player out, cover his butt, but now he's blackmailable. Here, this is what I want you to do. And I have absolutely no doubt that that happens. But I've had people try to tell me that the NFL, it's just fixed across the board. I would wholeheartedly disagree, because I used to go to that Silver Dome that you just mentioned up in Pontiac, go in there on a Thanksgiving. I never had tickets better than the nosebleed, but that was a stadium. That was the biggest stadium at the time that held better than 80,000 people. And you would go into that place, and that place would literally, the entire building would be shaking. Your seat would be vibrating from all the people stopping and cheering and whatever in that place. I mean, it was something to behold. I used to go there just to watch the crowd. Magical times. But, you know, that was under Wayne Font's leadership, and, well, I don't know if Wayne took the time to pay attention when he wasn't snorting coke, to pay attention to what his players were doing. I don't know. Laura, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you didn't know that, did you, Ron? I tried out for Cleveland
Browns.
No,
I did not. I'm impressed.
Well, I mean, you know, here...
But I don't have your autograph either.
Well, that's... Yeah. So?
Those things are going to be worth some bucks.
What? My autograph?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Dedicate your new book that's not in print yet, and I'll sign as many as you want me to. How's that?
All right.
You can dedicate it, and then I can sign it. When's the book? Right. When's the book coming out?
Well, we're really close. We're really close.
Well, you know, and I'm just thinking here. This might be the year the Detroit Lions go to the Super Bowl, and they're not going to be lauded as being NFL champs after not having a winning season in 60 years. I'm afraid the Detroit Lions are going to win the damn Super Bowl, and everybody's going to be talking about the division in the ranks. And I'm like, stop it. I love my lowly Lions. Bill in Wyoming. Hello, Bill.
Good evening, John. How are you tonight?
I couldn't be finer if I was frog hair in Carolina, I guess. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of Kevin Shipp?
Yes, but I don't know where.
Kevin Shipp is a 15-year veteran of the CIA who has become a whistleblower just about that long ago.
Yes.
And only recently peaked above the level of the waves on my sonar anyway. Our friend Dane Wigington over at Geoengineering Watch has a very excellent video of him speaking for approximately an hour where he basically exposes as much as he can possibly expose in an hour about the shadow government. And one thing he is very particular about that we understand is that we have the shadow government and we have the deep government. The shadow government controls everything else, including the deep government. And the deep government is mostly a deep pool of poo-poo that they feed us as being the government when it's not. The president doesn't control anything. The Congress doesn't control anything. The judges do whatever they're told to do. Basically, our government is very similar to that thing up on the wall that the guy behind the curtain that Toto pulled back controls.
This is why you've heard, Bill, and this is why you've heard me say that these actors, these sock puppets that are doing exactly what they're told to do, how to vote, what to say, what not to say. And I'm very interested. I'm very interested if they have to sign a non-disclosure agreement centered around the bankruptcy of this country.
It wouldn't bother them at all. They lie continuously.
Well, yeah.
Because they know the people that are responsible for putting away traitors aren't going to be putting them away because of the fact that if they try to put them away, they'll put them away first.
What do you think the number one reason that charges have not been preferred against Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation for the exact reason?
I suspect that Mr. Schiff's former co-employees in the CIA sat Mr. Trump down and explained to him how dead he would be if he tried to do what he wants to do. And I think I think that he didn't decide that he didn't want to be the next person listed under JFK as a victim of the shadow government.
And if I were Donald Trump, I would wall myself off. I would have security people that I trusted. I would go directly to the American people and I would explain the case. If you've got the cojuntas to run for president of this country, and you listen to Donald Trump as well as I during his campaign, the things that he was promising, if he achieved half of them, it would start making this country great again. But look what we're doing now. You know, this man, if he's got a heart, he's got a conscience, he really loves his country, he hates the swamp, he needs to be talking, not twittering, he needs to be talking directly to the American people and laying this out. If he is the man that I hope that he is, but we won't know, will we? I don't know.
Well, the problem with this, of course, is the fact that I think he is just as stunned as everybody else is, that he got elected to the White House. He came through an incredible great storm to succeed in doing what he had set out to do. I don't really think that he thought he was going to win. He was just going to play this for his ego's gratification.
I don't know if it was just ego or being a businessman in this country. You know, business was sucking as bad as it is for everybody else.
Well, that's true, but I, to be honest, I'm not sure that we can blame a whole lot of what's going on in this country on anybody but the people that sit on the national security.
Gotcha, Bill. I've got a break. I thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Are back. There, by the way, there is a video. Mike, what's the title that we have on the banner about the whistleblower? He came down to organize the militia here in Texas. This guy. Okay, I've got something up on my screen. I'll find it here in a minute. Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Hello? Miss Label? Hello.
Hey. Hey, John.
Yes.
Hey, no. I mean, you know, we got a lot of people to blame for everything that's going on in this country. We have a lot of people to blame. I mean, from the Clintons to the Bushes to the earlier days, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. We got all of this to blame. But what we really have to blame is the people.
That's right.
Because we stood around and trusted these people and allowed them to go ahead and do what they did, thinking, I mean, with vaccines and stuff, well, you know, as a doctor, they made sure on TV and whatnot that we knew doctors were authoritarian. I mean, fluoride in your toothpaste. 4 out of 5 dentists wanted to, you know, said that fluoride was a good thing for your teeth. The fifth guy was the smart guy.
Right.
You know? And then they put all this stuff in our water and all this stuff. And we're just sitting here, you know, pretending like we don't have a way. I mean, now, more than ever, we have a way to research what's going on. And we can find out what is fluoride, what is chlorine, what is glyphosate, what is all these things.
Yep.
We have this opportunity to do it, and nobody's doing it. Why? Because they have been poisoning us for so many years. We were well poisoned before the internet was interjected.
And
so now we have a lot of people that have to flip and figure out how they got to be so stupid. And, you know, I was one of those stupid people, so I'm not excluding myself. I mean, I actually believed right off the bat the 9/11 story when it happened. I remember exactly where I was when it happened. I was like, this is crazy. What's going on?
Yep.
And I was playing We're Not Going to Take It, a Quiet Riot or whatever. And, you know, I was like, you know, because I'm an ex-military guy, I was like, you know. And all of this stuff is fairy tale. Every bit of it is fairy tale.
And it's time. It's time to wake up from that slumber. And you're exactly right. Ultimately, we as a people cannot pass the buck. Ultimately, it is our responsibility. There's plenty of people to blame. That's for sure. There have been many people involved in the takedown or the disruption of this country or undercutting it. That is absolutely correct. Half of these people should be sitting in prison right now for treason. I agree. But we the people, we are the government.
And that's the part that the American people haven't figured out yet. And that's the part that's the mystery throughout our entire educations as we grow up. This is the part of the mystery is the Constitution is not taught. People don't understand that they are the people of power. The government has no power. We have all the power. And even in our organized assemblies and whatnot to redress grievances and stuff, we have the right to actually go right up to Congress and say, no, wait, whoa. I mean, especially the people from a state who sent a representative there, they have the right to go up there and say, whoa, wait a minute.
Are you saying, Andy, that we, Andy, are you saying we have the right of redress?
I think we do. Don't you think so?
I think that we do, but there are many people that are trying to convince themselves that their voices won't be heard, no matter how many times we amplify it by the people assembled. They seem to think that's not a good way to go. Well,
or they redirect it. They redirect it. They send it somewhere else. So
exactly.
They put that anger somewhere else. All right, thank you, my friend. Have a good night.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, I'm going to schedule these people out. Ron, have you heard about this movie that has come out called In Search of Liberty?
No.
this thing is a gas. Let me put it to you this way. It's the founders that meet Back to the Future. Benjamin Franklin is in this movie. And, well, it's done in present day, but he jumps in his very fast Corvette with a family. The man from the family that wants to know what the hell is going on in this country, he said, take a ride with me. So they jump in this fast Corvette, and they go back in time. It is highly entertaining, highly instructive, and it is based wholly and solely on the Constitution for those that are confused about it. When we get back, I'll play the trailer.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We are back. Let me take Chance in West Virginia, and then I want to play this trailer where I said that it's a movie that's out that is highly entertaining, highly instructive, and probably the only way that we're going to get through deadheads out there is to do the song and dance and entertain them for a while. And, oh, by the way, have you ever read the Constitution? That's a theme throughout this movie. And I'm going to bring up the producer and director on this thing, the guy that really put this thing together, and hopefully I can get them scheduled in here pretty quickly. They sent me a link. I'm going to watch the movie tonight. It's a full-length feature film that actually has good actors in it. It's got a good script. It's shot well, but it's the content that matters. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello, Mr. Stat Miller. You know, you brought back some memories. I just want to say first, when you mentioned Greg Pruitt from the Cleveland Browns, I remember growing up watching Leroy Kelly. And yep. Then you mentioned the Detroit. This was back in a happier time.
Yeah.
If it could be called that.
Men were men and women were women and cars were cars.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Lions. I remember growing up watching Alex Karras, Mike Lucci, Lem Barney. Back. I'm a huge football fan, but I boycott it now. I will not watch another game. You know, and here's the thing. We should have seen this coming, because this started in Hollywood when these asinine actors and actresses started getting political. Then it spread to the professional music industry. Yep. They couldn't keep their mouths shut and just play music. They had to open their mouths. So it's no surprise it spread to professional sports. And it's sad because I will not watch it anymore. And I'm a huge football fan, but I just will not. That's enough. It's enough for me.
Well, how do you think, how do you think I feel that the Lions have finally fielded a team that might have the chance to not only win a championship, but actually win a Super Bowl, and it's got to be clouded by all this racial crap? Oh, boy.
There you go. See, well, Mr. Statmiller, I'm just going to have to live in my memories of the game that I love, but I will not watch it anymore. And as far as those charities you mentioned before, you're absolutely right. The Red Cross is horrible. And then you mentioned the American Cancer Society, and I have to say, I'm a 10-year cancer survivor, and I would not even recommend giving money to them. I try to tell people this who are in the same predicament, and they just don't understand. I'm alive, I guess, because of the grace of God, but the American Cancer Society, like you said, they suppress cures.
Yep.
It's just horrible. And another point you made also is we have to start boycotting. We cannot spend our money anymore. And this goes with your list. My list got bigger and bigger over the years. Finally, it came to a sport I love. But I'm determined to make that sacrifice because enough is enough.
Enough.
People have to get to that point.
And they're quickly getting there. And the best way that they can vote is not putting their money into it.
Exactly. Folks out there listening, you'll save a little bit of money. You can help RBN out. I mean, there's no other alternative. Everything has gotten so crazy. I don't know what else to say.
I'm the captain of this ship, and I'm telling you, we're sailing to the Isle of Sanity.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope more people catch on. I love your show. I love your callers. And by the way, that woman mentioned that that's a book I always wanted to read. I think her name was Laura, I believe.
Yeah.
She mentioned The Fix Is In. That was by an author. Now, I can't recall his first name, but his last name was Tui. And that's a book I always wanted to read because, like I said, I was a football fan.
Mm-hmm.
I never got around to reading it. And that's another reason why I'm ready to sacrifice watching football. It's been one thing after another. The political correctness seeped its ugly head into everything. People have to make decisions, and they have to be staunch.
Understood. Chance, I thank you. I want to play this clip. A man from the past showed him how to protect their future. Go ahead and play that.
In 2 weeks, we celebrate Constitution Day.
The Constitution is a crime!
What's it ever done for us?
We the people! We the people!
What's the Constitution, Dad?
It's a document our laws are based on.
My teacher says the Constitution's old-fashioned and needs to be replaced.
Replaced with what?
She did not say.
I don't think I've ever read the Constitution.
Don't feel bad. Neither have I.
Interesting, isn't it? Members of Congress actually reading the Constitution and its headline news.
Today at the coffee place, I met this guy and something really bizarre happened.
Hop to, man. Time's a-wasting.
Where are we going?
We're gonna have some fun.
What the heck is it about the Constitution?
Now, let's just chew on that for a while and enjoy the scenery.
If you're going to understand anything about the Constitution, you have to know something about where it came from and why and how.
This is my friend Ben.
Where are we going, Ben?
To see amendments to the Constitution in action.
Been to church, have you?
Yep. First Amendment's alive and well.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Who are you?
It's the Third Amendment. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner.
Pardon me, sir. Do you have a warrant?
We don't need no stinking warrants.
Oh, I beg to differ.
What am I supposed to do about any of this?
Your country's in a mess. The Constitution needs to be restored to its rightful authority.
There's definitely a story here.
Let's get this paper out.
You gonna let them shut you up?
Not on your life.
The people who broke up the mayor's event, if they had a grievance, they should have petitioned the government, not torn the place apart.
Son, you are well on your way to becoming a constitutional scholar.
In Search of Liberty. What's the website, Mike?
In 2 weeks.
InSearchOfLiberty.com. Go check it out, folks. Like I said, I'm going to review the movie tonight. I'm looking forward to this. And I've got a hold of Amy Laca. She's the assistant account executive from Bolt PR that contacted me. And like I said, I'm going to watch this. When was the last time, Ron, that you saw a movie that was there to entertain, grab attention, and also educate?
That's rare. That's rare animal.
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John and Ron, I got a quick anthem story for you. December 2003, we got tickets to the Avalanche game. They're playing Minnesota. And I'd been researching and watching the Iraq war run up before that, earlier in the spring and the winter before. And so the anthem comes up, and something inside of me, I decided to sit down. And the song's going, and I'm sitting there, and nobody really noticed. And then out of the background, somebody yelled, "Stand up, you effing commie." And I just lifted up the one-finger salute, and I ignored everything else, and the game started. Towards the end of the first period, this guy who was a little bit bigger than me made his way through the crowd and tried to confront me. And he got to the place in my physical proximity where I took a swing and jumped on him, and we got in a fight. And my buddy pulled me off, and his buddy grabbed him, and then the cops or the ushers came, gave me to the cops, and sent us out our way. After that, I went to the restroom when the anthem showed up because I couldn't support the government that I knew was doing an illegal war. So I understand why the NFL's players are doing what they're doing, but I don't think they're doing it for the right reason.
They're not, and this is what I'm saying. This whole damn thing is being politicized. And for these people that are kneeling or joining arms or whatever, what are they supporting? And that's that false narrative that somehow that by people now that are over there overseas blowing up people by the millions, that they're over there doing that so we can play our football on Sunday. How sick and demented and perverted has that become?
Fairly twisted. So I wanted to share that with you because I'm on your side on that.
I have one question for you, Mike. Why didn't you put a banner up or something to allow people to know why you were sitting down through the anthem at that point?
Well, because I never intended to sit down. I'd always stood up, put my hand in my chest, and at the last, like, it just came over me the last second. I'm just like, screw this, I'm not supporting this. So it was a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Well, Mike, and I can remember going to football games and standing with tens of thousands of people and getting a tear in my eye. Because this is the the one thing that everybody could agree on.
Right, and it was before we knew better.
That's right. That is exactly the point.
Yeah.
Yes,
right,
sir.
On. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. I love my country. It's my government I fear. Wow. Let me get back to... Thank you, Joanne, for sending me the Kevin Shipp video. I would love to have him on. And hello, Carol. Carol Asher, she emailed me and says, do you have a slot on RBN for Abdul? I don't know. Abdul, if you're still listening to the show, give us a call here at the network. Give me your contact information, and I'll call you. You know, I'd actually thought about that after he'd hung up, and we took a break. But I don't know if people on this network could handle a black Muslim. Whoa. Wow. There is a video up. It's called The Killing Fields of Hurricane Harvey, folks. I would highly suggest it's that video is what, about 39 minutes long, I think. And, folks, you need to watch that. Here was a guy from the Ozarks in Arkansas that came down to Texas, and he was in contact with the militia, and they were actually out there preventing the roundup of the FEMA boys. They were out there hunting people, folks, believe it or not. You need to watch the video. Keep abreast of the information that we're sending you. A lot of people, a lot of you folks out there just have our URL cached, and you just hit that button to listen to the show, and you're not reading the stories that I personally oversee that we're putting on this website. So you want to get a closer understanding and get into that that vein of information and the spirit of what this network is about, start paying attention to the stories that we post on republicbroadcasting.org. Well.
So let me ask you how your day's been going, John.
I don't know. I don't know what year is this? What day is this?
I'm sure your phone lines lit up too after you.
Oh, I did. It did. Yeah.
Did it?
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Good. There is another story out there. This one is kind of bizarre. And all the information is on republicbroadcasting.org. I'm not going to take the time to play it because here was a judicial reform activist and radio personality. His name is Andy Ostrovsky, and he had been taken into custody against his will and forced into a psychiatric evaluation. And they actually abducted him, came into his house, no knocked, walked right in, without presentment of warrant, and told him, you've got to come with us. That took place yesterday. Actually, it was September 19th at approximately 3 p.m. in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Well, what else happened to Wilkes-Barre, PA? Oh, I know what happened there. That was the judges that were throwing kids into juvenile detention. For no damn good reason at all. Remember that one, Ron?
Yes, I do remember that one.
And that judge went to jail. Well, it just happens to be the same damn county. And this guy, they didn't like what he was saying, and they knew exactly when he was going to be on Facebook Live. That's when they showed up in his home with no warrant in hand, walked right into his house like the door didn't exist, and arrested him. And took him to the loony bin. Now, some of the stuff that this guy is proposing, he's an attorney, or he was before they pulled his license. And the stuff that he talks about and his approach to it, I would not agree with. But I don't have to agree with the man, because we're talking about our justice and liberty system that is supposed to be protected. That's supposed to be the number one job of government, to make sure we have a Republican form of government, not to be confused with the elephant ass hats, folks. Let's not get confused here. But this is an example of what they're willing to do. And by the way, this was posted by Janet Phelan. Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is something to pay attention to, folks. You don't think... You know, I keep saying this. You don't think that the First Amendment in this country is under attack? We now got the little badge-wearing buffoons without presentment of warrant, not even waiting for somebody to answer a door. They're just waltzing in at gunpoint. You're coming with us. Folks, I don't know what else to tell you. I really don't know what else to say. I've said we are the canary in the coal mine. What is it going to take for you people to support what we do? Are you going to wait for the day that they're going to come busting in here while I'm live on air and at gunpoint? And oh, by the way, did I not mention I'm not going with them and I will resist by any means necessary? So you might be tuning into this program one day and you're here live fire. You're going to be witness to the demise of one of your favorite talk show hosts. Because you know what? I'm not going with them. Are you? Ron, this is the point we're getting down to.
Yeah. Well, you know, over the decades, the American people haven't got a clue. You know, they know about the First Amendment, but freedom of expression is also freedom to express yourself in the house you want to build for yourself, not to be compelled to build a certain type of house. So, you know, the freedom of expression covers a vast area of what our rights are, but it's totally ignored by the American people.
Well, I mean, doesn't that fall under the Fourth Amendment? You know, about proper procedure and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah, due process, yeah.
Yeah, and warrants shall not be issued unless, and oh, by the way, they've got to show you the paperwork, folks. They wouldn't show them the damn warrant.
It doesn't surprise me. Does it surprise you, realistically? I mean, we've seen counties put regulations in, like no one's allowed to have a car in their driveway. You know, things of that nature, which is, you know, you're just telling the people you don't own your property. You hide your vehicles in your garage, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, the entire understanding of what liberty is in this country has changed. Liberty is everything you have a permit or permission to do.
Roxanne in Texas. Hello, Roxanne.
Good evening.
Hi.
I think I've mentioned over time that I was motorcade driver for VP and then President Bush. And I was the fourth car back, and I had all the White House staff. But then a lot of people were piling into my, it was a 12-car van, and they would all pile in, and I'd listen to all the, whatever they were goofing off about. And then I went overseas, and I came back after the Gulf War. I was in the Gulf War. But those people, you know, when I said to them, I blurted out, I said, Toto, you're no longer in Kansas.
Yep.
I had nobody in that van after that. They're running really, really scared of us. We got to get up in their faces is the problem. And because it's all of, I see the scripts. It was all like every 2 minutes they would say, President, Vice President's here, there, this speech, this. It's all a script.
Yep.
And they know it.
Yep.
It's just we have to tell each other that that's all it is. It's a kabuki dance, I call it. And I'll let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's what my cat does when it wants to be fed. It comes into the kitchen, and I look at that cat, and I just look at him and go, oh, you're doing the kabuki dance. Because he'll just stand there, and his back paws go up and down, and puts his tail up in the air. First, I thought he was trying to spray the cabinets, put his mark on it. But no, he comes in and does his little kabuki dance, and that's his I am hungry signal. Feed me. Sovereign Man, hello.
Greetings, John.
Hi.
And Ron. There's two articles that were posted. I'm going to send them to the board op. One is actually a video of him being taken. He was on Facebook, and there's a YouTube video. Down below the YouTube video, in the comments, it states that his family members had him locked up. Now, I called the hospital. They won't confirm nor deny that he's there under HIPAA.
Yep. And this guy, I mean, I just pulled up the website. He's done nothing wrong. And Janet Phelan wrote this. And yes,
they did a no-knock. They did a no-knock warrant on him. They snuck right in. You can watch it on video. It's a shame he didn't have the camera facing them.
Yeah, and it's amazing here. And this guy had filed a federal lawsuit naming the American justice system as a primary defendant. He's a civil rights attorney. And this is the same county, by the way,
yeah.
Kids for Cash, the judicial scandal, and it's Lucerne County.
Yeah. And he was also a partner with Bailey, who was a former congressman who's been disbarred also.
Yeah. Well, and you want to stand up and you want to say something and you want to act judiciously. You want to get on Facebook. I mean, this was on Facebook and these cops showed up. They knew he was going live. And they showed up, walked right into his house a few minutes after 3 p.m. his time. And there they were going, are you coming with us? Don't get violent. You can hear it. Folks, I'm serious. Go to our website, pull up the story, watch it for yourself. You think sovereign man, is there anything I've said about this that I've misrepresented?
No, not at all. Below the video, they say that the people have been watching them and saying that the Facebook comments are being removed.
They should be, because they want to remove him as well. So why not remove the comments?
So we got to keep abreast and keep on him. He should have been released if he was just in for observation.
But they
obviously not.
The hospital's administrators, and what I've heard is they've threatened them. They told them, they said, "We'll send you to the loony bin, and you'll never get out." That's justice.
Yeah, that was something I read. It was a psychologist told them that.
Yep. Isn't that great? And Sovereign Man, do you think I'm going over the top by stating that one day they won't tolerate me and they're going to show up with guns in hand? Because
you gotta wire that place up with cameras and make sure you're never alone. Make sure you always have your Second Amendment with you too.
Well, the Second Amendment is always with me, and that's why I'm saying this isn't going to be. They're just going to show up and tell me they got a warrant. They show up with guns drawn.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Well, thanks.
I want to see the warrant. I want to make sure.
I thought you were talking about my execution.
No, John, we got a hedge of protection around you, brother.
Well, I'm telling you, we're the canary in the coal mine. We've warned people about Facebook. We've told them about Google. This is real. This is they're making people go away. And I am not overstating this. Physically making people go away. It's time, folks. I'm telling you what. We are going to be your best defense. You're going to know when it's time to Katie bar that door. Because when you find my little carcass in the bottom of my cage with my feet up in the air like a dead little birdie, you're going to know the stuff has hit the oscillating air-moving device. Hallelujah. Pass some more ammunition. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. I got somebody that wants to make a minute comment. Go. Ken from New York. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes. I heard about that Wilkes-Barre thing a long time ago when it first came out. And like I said the last time, if I were their insurance carrier over there, I want to know what I'm going to be paying out on.
Yep. I mean, they just did this to him the other day on the 19th. But they have been after him and after him and after him. And the guy sounds pretty lucid and pretty sane to me.
Good night, John.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
Good night.
And good night, Gracie.
Good night, George.
Folks, seriously, we're behind in the bills. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Please don't make me keep begging. I hate it. I hate it. And we're exploring all avenues to get money into this network, so don't think we're not doing anything and we're just sucking off of you. You got anything to sell, Ron? Got a wife, car, something you can sell? Send us some money?
Well, you know, I could sell everything, become impoverished. I mean, that's...
You don't want to be like me?
I've lived there for many, many years.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. I appreciate you joining us today.
Always a pleasure.
All righty. And folks, thanks for being here. Back with you tomorrow. Please donate today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.